This is Amin Ali, AMIN space LI, dictating for Dr. Anas Obeid, data service January 24, 2013. Patient name, Lazelle Tyson, LESLIE space TYSON. Date of birth, April 10th, 1966. Primary care physician, Dr. Sanjoy Lakhani, SANJOY space LAKHANI, phone number 313-866-6666, address 1311 Woodward Avenue, Harlem Park, Michigan 48203. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit, new consult. Next paragraph, dear colleague, was the pleasure of seeing Ms. Tyson, who loans a very pleasant 46-year-old lady whose past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, new diagnosed with atrial fibrillation task score 4 on warfarin therapy. PhD came to our clinic today as a new consult after having an episode of right hemiplegia and aphasia, and she had went caught it angiography. Next paragraph, on today's visit, she has complained of right upper and lower limb weakness. She's been using walker, episode of palpitation, irregular in nature, no chest pain, no dysmenorrhagia at rest, no syncope of a syncope, no lower limb edema, no intermittent claudication of the lower limb. Next paragraph, past medical history, number 1, hypertension, number 2, hyperlipidemia, number 3, atrial fibrillations, number 4, stroke. Next paragraph, past surgical history, significant for coronary angiography, correction, significant for carotid artery angiography. Next paragraph, surgical history, non-contributory. Next paragraph, family history, significant for coronary artery disease in her mother, hypertension in her mother, in her uncle. Next paragraph, allergy is known on the allergy. Next paragraph, current medications, number 1, warfarin, 4 mg once daily. Number 2, Zocor 40 mg once daily. Number 3, Malox. Number 4, low pressure 50 mg twice daily. Number 5, Norvasc 10 mg once daily. Number 6, Lisinopril 40 mg once daily. Number 7, Nitro 0.4 mg as needed. Next paragraph, physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 143/90 mmHg, pulse rate 56 beats per minute, weight 186 pounds, height 5'5", body mass index 31. Please start the template of a normal cardiovascular system exam, and please add to the appearance she is using a walker, there is right hemiplegia. Next paragraph, diagnostic test, EKG, was done on December 31, 2012. It showed heart rate of 56 beats per minute, sinus bradycardia. Overall, abnormal ECG. Next paragraph, echocardiography was done on December 26, 2012. It showed ejection fraction between 65% to 70%. Three-field mitral regurgitation, mild tricuspid regurgitation were present. Left atrium was mildly dilated. Next paragraph, carotid angiography was done on December 23, 2012. It showed minimal delay in transit time through a distal left M4 frontal branch and left middle coronary artery, correction, middle carotid, middle cerebral artery, otherwise normal cerebral angiogram with no vessel cut off or flow void, mild calcification of the left internal carotid artery origin with minimal non-hemodynamic stenosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number 1, valvular heart disease. On today's visit, she was asymptomatic. Her recent echocardiogram showed ejection fraction between 65% to 70% with trivial mitral regurgitation, mild tricuspid regurgitation. Left atrium was mildly dilated. We continue to monitor her valvular abnormality with serial echocardiography on the next follow-up visit. Number 2, atrial fibrillation. Did not receive atrial fibrillation chart score 4. Currently on warfarin therapy for anticoagulation and to look herself for reason control. On today's visit, she was asymptomatic. We recommend her to continue on hand current medications with regular monitoring of her INR as long as warfarin is a concern. Warfarin therapy is a concern. Number 3, cursed RCC evaluation. She has known history of right hemiplegia and aphasia in an episode of stroke. She underwent carotid angiography, which showed mass calcification of the left internal carotid arteries, origin with minimal non-hemodynamic stenosis. We recommend her lifestyle modification and to continue on her current medications and refer her progression on the next follow-up visit. Number 4, hypertension. Her blood pressure measured today was 143/90 mmHg, which is mildly high. We recommend her to continue on low pressure, Norvasc and lisinopril therapy, or go to her blood pressure below 140/90 mmHg, as you might be her primary care physician. Number 5, hyperlipidemia. We recommend her to continue on glucose therapy, or go to have LDL below 70 mg/dL, with regular monitoring of her liver function test, as you might be her primary care physician. Next paragraph, thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Tyson. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns. We'll see Ms. Tyson back in 4 weeks. Meanwhile, he's instructed to continue to see her primary care physician. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Amin Ali, medical student, dictating for Dr. Anas Obeid with all his board certificates. This is the end of the dictation.